Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning to all of you who are on the Blog Talk, the Blog Network, and to all of you on Fresh Fruits. And
good morning.
All you coming from all over the world. We do praise God for you. Yeah, I am an advocate of those saints of God who will lay down all of their crosses, all of their differences, and come together to worship the Lord. There shall be a day when God's people shall lay down all their differences and come together and give God praise like the world has never seen before. Oh, I see it. I saw it in a vision. I see it now. Where God's people from all walks of life, the Baptists, the Methodists, the Church of God in Christ, the Presbyterian, the Apostolics, the non-denominational, everything you can think of, they will come together. Write it down. I said they will come together and they will worship the Lord in spirit and in truth like never before. It's going to happen on this earth before you get to heaven. I said it's going to happen on this earth. Yeah, I saw it, stadiums filled with people worshiping God like never before. It may be a platform for God. You know, nobody knows when Jesus is coming back. Only God knows. It may be a platform when people are worshiping him like that, that God may say, it's time, Jesus. For Jesus doesn't even know when he's coming back. Only God knows that. That's one thing he reserves for himself. It makes him, one of the things that makes him God. Yeah, he's over timing and he's over all things. Maybe when we're worshiping God in that stadium, then God may say it's time. We see the whole earth begin to praise him everywhere. Germany, England, and France, and Spain, and Switzerland, and Europe, all over America, all over North America, South America, everywhere. God may say it's time. And you may see... Well, before that, we'll be snatched up, caught up to meet him in the air. My God. And you know, when he snatches folk up, it won't be no denomination. No. They won't be called Church of God in Christ and Baptists and Methodists and Presbyterian. No. No, they'll be called the Saints of God. Caught up to meet him in the air. Oh, my God. Then the sky will open up. We'll see Jesus coming back.
My God.
With his heavenly host. Let me tell you, he's getting us ready. This is a new awakening. Open your eyes. Lord, let the cataracts fall off. And let the people be able to see at least some of the things that you're showing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
A new awakening. A billion praise awakening. God is now getting at least a billion or more praises every night. It is possible. It is possible. If folk can do dances and go viral all over the world, what do you think God can do? My God. God can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask. Or even think. Yeah. May the Lord bless you. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, this time, this moment, this hour. You've been so abundantly in your blessing, abundant in your blessings. And you have moved in an ultra awesome way upon this prayer line. Thank you for every blessing and thank you for every miracle. You've upped it now, Lord. For in 2014, you said, bless us like we've never seen. And if people would be honest and open their eyes, they have received blessings like they have never seen in 2014. Oh, but now you've said on another level, miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Yeah. Oh, my God. Miracles shall come like we have never seen in 2015. Write it down. Miracles.
Right.
Like we've never seen in 2015. Thank you, Lord, for them in advance. I'm not going to wait till miracles happen to me to thank you. I'm going to give you praise right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For every miracle that you're bringing, every miracle that you have already brought, and for every miracle that's happening to me right now, I give you praise and adoration and the glory. All of it belongs to you. And Lord, look on every person on this prayer line. Don't let them leave the same way they have come. Bountifully bless them. Bless every person on the blog line listening now. Minister to them, Lord, all over the world. You're the only one I know of who can be in a million places at the same time. Thank you. And you are the only true and living God. Oh, we worship you. Done that all our lives, Lord. Our record should reflect that we've only worshipped one God, and that's you. Oh, thank you, thank you. I bless everybody on this prayer line. Oh, give them their heart's desires in the name of Jesus. Not forgetting about Mother Johnson's grandson. I'm still asking you and shutting and closing the back door. And asking you and praising you. Already, Lord, praising you for a good report. Lord, we cannot have all bad reports. That would be against your creative ability. There must be not only bad, but there must be good. There must be not only bad reports to keep us on our knees, but there must be good reports to get us to give you more glory and adoration. We receive this concerning Mother Johnson's grandson. Thank you for it. There are others on this line who have children and grandchildren and aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews who are being incarcerated. Some who only try to defend their rights like the people there in Ferguson. You are the only just God. And even though they've rendered the verdict from the Supreme Court, if it's not right, we rely on you to be just. And you, God, are the judge.
Oh, God.
Thank you. It's not over until you say it's over.
Oh,
and we do praise you for it in Jesus' name. That's why we put our trust in you. That you can assuage all of the pain, all of the sorrow, all of the vengeance belongs to you. And you do things like nobody else. Touch and deliver, Lord, in Jesus' name. The people in Ferguson, help them. Oh, God, I feel their pain all the way here to Kansas City. God, all they want is for what they haven't had for centuries. And then it's justice. People have died for justice. Martin Luther King died for righteous justice. And here we are again in 2014, seeking justice again. God, I know that there's enough healing in the hem of your garment to heal all of Ferguson and everybody on this prayer line. Please, we pray, bring justice. The children of Israel were in unjust situation for 400 years. Lord, you are right now, God. We need you right now. Touch and help. Oh, God. Send your balm from Gilead. Soothe the aching hearts. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because Jesus remembers when others forget. People can start sweeping under the carpet. But you remember when others forget. You remember how people are aching. You remember the pain in their hearts. And God, when they think it not, oh God, you shall move and bring justice in that situation. It has not been served.
In the name of Jesus, in the
In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Thank you for your blessings and for what you've already done. Oh, God, help, 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 help. Yeah. God, you hear how loudly I'm saying help in my heart. Help, 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 help. And bless them, Lord, bless them. Let them receive a miracle like they've never seen. You can be backing up, Lord, just for a month in 2014. Look on the people there in Ferguson. Yeah. Shut up, Dicky. Cut it on, Dicky. Shut it on, Dicky. Tay, tay, tay. Tay, tay. Tay. Shut it, tay. Let up, Dicky. Shut it. Who shut me on there? I shall never forget thee. In the morning. In the evening. I shall never forget thee. Yes, it shall be thine, thine, thine. Thine, thine, thine. Justice shall be thine. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, so, oh, Charles, we praise you and give you the glory. Bless the people today. Don't let them relieve the same way they come. Bless them in the name of Jesus and give them miracles, we pray. Thank God and Jesus. Oh, Jesus, mighty name. Oh, oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hear the groan, Lord. Yeah, Lord. All night long, hear the groan. People groaning, people groaning. They need your help, Lord. They need your help. They need your help. Please help them. Help, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ooh, thank you for your help. Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
We plead the blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. In this situation. And in the name of Jesus, we make these requests known unto you. That you would bless in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
My Savior, my
thank you, Lord.
For all thank you, Lord.
My. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Our hearts are
magnify your name.
We praise the holy name. In Jesus' name. God bless all of y'all. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good morning to you, Lord. I know you're here. I feel your presence already. Can y'all speak to him if he's in the room? Speak to him. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a praise check on this line to see what level your praise is on. I know you got a praise. Yeah, he's been good to you. If you can hear me right now, you got a praise. I said if you can hear me right now, you got a praise. There's some people who can't even hear, but you can hear the praises. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have a praise check. When I say it, don't wait. Come on in. Give God praise on the level you're on. My level's here. Praise check. Glory. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Lord God, we love you.
Thank you.
We praise you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, for what you're doing, what you've done. We give you glory, adoration. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, glory, glory, glory.
Thank you.
We praise your holy name. We give you adoration. This is your day. This is your time. Take over this line, Lord. Let miracles happen. Somebody shout, glory, 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 glory.
Praise
the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Move it to another area of praise this morning. And thank you so much. Ambassador Hagin, give us our praise here to the line. All right, the line's open to you.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Hallelujah. Good morning, and we do honor and recognize our Chief International Ambassador. Chief Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty, our First Lady. Thank God, amen, for Mother Abby Johnson, Ambassador and all right, Mother to the nation. Hallelujah, glory to God. We do honor all of the ambassadors and the ambassadors-elect, to all the bishops, to all of the broadcasters from all around the world, and to everyone that's on the call today. We do appreciate all of you that are listening by way of radio from every country. And as you know, we're broadcasting here live from the live studio, blogtalkradio, mpa.com. And we can be reached simply by calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. We're going to try to say it a little slower. Someone asked to do it a little slower. And for the benefit of Pastor Strada, that number again is 347-934-0207, and we are being heard literally all over the world: Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Italy, India, you name it, just simply all over the world. More than 90 million listeners. Incredible, can you imagine? And we thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message out. And God, may God forever bless you, sir, and back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagin, we appreciate you very much. And thank you for doing the protocol for us this morning. We appreciate that. And we do honor everybody. I come to you, like Paul said, and I believe it's Philippians or Ephesians. I have to find that for you. 3:8. Where it says, I feel like I am less than least of all the saints. Not coming to you arrogantly thinking I'm anybody. But I feel like I'm less than least of all the saints. I come to you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess, and we appreciate you. We understand that there are many leaders on this line, many, many leaders, and we understand that there are very, very, very intelligent people on this line, far more intelligent than I consider myself, and I appreciate you even giving me a few minutes to minister to you. I promised that I would try to do a second part of the blood bath. And God moved it on my heart. Thank you for the title that I got from Mother Woods. Amen. And I don't believe in not giving people honor. I believe in honoring people for even the smallest things they do. If you don't believe it, come to Amazing Grace on Sunday morning. I try to celebrate at least 10 to 20 people. Amen. And we've been celebrating this week in revival, which has been so awesome. And these, my brother's, my late brother's child, Robert's child, Connie Vaughn Johnson Vaughn. She's been doing a tremendous job. I'm going to try to have her on the line on tomorrow to be our special guest to do our inspiration. Today, I'm going to try to do it. I want to just read this text to you again and give you a snippet of Bloodbath 1 and then a meeting of the Bloodbath 2. Read in Revelation 7:13, John the Revelator was on the Isle of Patmos and began to see visions of the end time, the apocalypse, the end time. And then it says in Revelation 7:13, then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, the ones you see in white robes, who are they and where did they come from? And John said, I answered, sir, you know. You're the one who knows. I don't really know. And the elder said, these are they who have come out of great tribulation. They have washed their robes, meaning that they have washed their whole mind, soul, and body has been washed. And made white in the blood of the Lamb. And then 1 Peter 1:18-19 tells us, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, and then I skip over a little bit, and it says, but ye were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, the blood of the Lamb. And it says, and of a Lamb without blemish and without spot. I want to talk about blood bath too. Yeah, blood bath too. And man, I want you all, if you would, settle yourselves and stop moving around. Amen, like you would on Sunday morning. I appreciate it. I remind you that in blood bath 1, we discovered that in 1 John 1:8, talking to the saints of God, if you say that you have no sin, you deceive yourselves and the truth is not in you. 1 John 1:10, if you say that you have not sinned, you mean God a liar, and his word is not in you. But 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all unrighteousness and to cleanse us from that too. All of us need to have a blood bath, dipped in the blood of the Lamb. Yeah. What is a blood bath? What is it? A blood bath is that which cleanses you from all unrighteousness. It's a bath that cleanses you from all sin. Blood bath. Paul said, I die early, which is daily. Every day of my life, I want to die from those things that are not like the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I looked at that, I began to compare a natural bath, which I love to take those hot baths. If you go to hot springs, same, you don't have to go there to get a hot bath and do what it does. You can do it right there in the privacy of your home. Yeah, those hot baths can get all the toxins out of your skin, all the poisons. They're good to provide an excellent respite. In other words, getting away from all that stress and strain. It lowers blood pressure. It gives you a much better smell. You smell fresh. You smell clean. It gives you a good night's rest. Take a hot bath and see that you get a good night's rest. It relaxes your muscles. And it gives you time alone with the Lord. And spend time there in that hot bath. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to you. And not only that, it will make you look younger. Get all those toxins out of your skin and everything else. It will make you look younger. I gave you the natural, but the last time I gave you the spiritual. I want to go to a blood bath too. Amen. And I want to just tell you that when I began to read this, oh my God, and I began to think about blood bath too and read the scripture there, how it says that their robes, their bodies, their minds, their souls were washed in the blood of the Lamb. I explained to you about the 144,000 the last time. And then the number that no man can number who had washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Let me tell you something. There'll come a day when every knee, a number that no man shall number, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Oh, my God. When I begin to think about this bloodbath too, God began to immediately make me think about the historicity of the blood sacrifice. I said the historicity of the blood sacrifice. What happened in the past concerning the blood sacrifice. Men had sinned, and there had been a blood sacrifice to pay for man's sin. For centuries, yes, even eras, God received the sacrifice of animals as a ransom for man's sin.
Stuff under your hair.
They would take a pure lamb. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And the priest would take the head of the pure lamb. I hope y'all hear me here today. And then they would, the priest would stand in the gate to the congregation, and the priest would take that lamb and make a sacrifice, a blood sacrifice. When he would take that lamb, he would kill it. And then he would sprinkle the blood all around the altar. This was an oblation. I said an oblation. The offering of a gift, I believe. It was the offering of a gift sacrifice to the Lord, an oblation. And this pleased God because it was a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord, the killing of that animal, a pure animal, spotless animal. Gave God a sweet-smelling savor. This goes back to even to Noah's day. Yeah. Even in Noah's day, after the flood was over, God destroyed the whole earth, and life was destroyed everywhere except Noah and his family on that ark. Y'all remember that? And the animals on the ark. Then Noah, he built an altar unto the Lord. And then he took of every clean beast on that ark, and every clean fowl, bird, and he offered a blood sacrifice, a burnt offering on the altar. He took them and slew them unto God. And then Genesis 8 and 21 tells us that this was a sweet savor to the Lord. God would receive this blood sacrifice and forgive man of all his sins. Yeah. In order to have a deeper understanding of this, perhaps we should revisit the historicity of this blood sacrifice and learn more about it. In Leviticus 1, we see that man had sinned, and there's a substitute to God for man. Man would take unblemished cattle and goats and sheep and all of that. And he kept sacrificing animals, slaughtering animals, and taking the blood and sprinkling it. The blood on the sides of the altar, around the altar, the blood sacrifice was to assuage God's anger for man's sin. But then God became overwrought, became tired of man's sin. So today I'm asking God to wash your back. And let healing virtue flow. Wash your heart. Wash your stomach. Wash your ears. Wash your kidney. Wash your chest. Wash your joints. Wash your liver. And take that liver disease out. Wash your pancreas. Wash your colon. Wash your hands. Everywhere Jesus is, healing virtue will flow. Wash your feet. Wash your over again. Wash your over again. Jesus hung there to the ninth hour and said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Then he died. They took him down, and Joseph of Arimathea came and got his body. Wash me over again, Lord, in your precious blood. Wash me over again. Wash my kidney, because if you wash my kidney, I want you to take out the kidney stones and other things that are causing the problems in my kidney. You might say, causing in my life and in my body. If you find anything that shouldn't be, take it out and strengthen me. Lord, wash my chest. You might be saying that, because there
That's where the heart is, in the chest. Take out that stony heart, that stubborn heart, which is a part of witchcraft, and put a heart that is willing to obey the Lord. You might be saying, Lord, wash my hands and wash my feet, because my hands are what I use to anoint people, and I need clean hands, Lord. Wash my feet so I can walk where you want me to walk. Wash my heart and clean my heart out, and make my heart a clean heart, Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. Wash my head, because that's where my mind is, so I can think the right thoughts. And Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, think on these things. Wash my mind, Lord, so I can think on these things. Wash my mouth so I can say the right things of the Holy Ghost, and my tongue, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Wash my mouth so I can say things that will bring life instead of death. Wash my ears, Lord, so I can hear the real voice of the living God and not the enemy's voice speaking to me. Help me to make the right decisions, the right choices, and the right decision, simply because you wash me. Wash my nose, Lord, and take the smell of sin out, and help me to smell righteousness rather than sin. Wash my eyes until the cataracts fall off my eyes, and I'll be able to see clearly what you're trying to do. Instead of a lie, I can see the truth. And I will be able to see men as not as trees, but as men. Wash my joints and my muscles, so that I will be able to walk for you, Lord, without aches and pains in this body. Oh, God, wash my fingernails so I have a clean appearance and dirt won't contaminate me when I work for the Lord. Wash me over again. Wash me over again. I've already been to the water bath. I've had a water bath and been baptized, but I've been there. I want you to dip me now in the blood of the Lamb, so I'll be washed over again. Wash me until I walk right. Wash me until I talk right. Wash me until I do right. Wash me until I give right. Wash me until I see right. Wash me until I smell right. Wash me over, over, over again. Won't he wash you? Oh, won't he clean you up? Oh, won't he baptize you? Won't he give you the Holy Ghost? Won't he wash you until the dirt comes out? Won't he wash you till the toxins come out? Won't he wash you until you smell fresh? Won't he wash you till you smell clean? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Won't he wash you until you're whiter as snow? Won't he make you spotless before the Lord? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? No. I got to close here. I close with this. Thank you, Ambassador Hagen. She gave me a testimony about a girl that had been shot 7 times. Oh, yeah. Came on the end of the prayer line. If you were there yesterday, and she gave a testimony. I don't know. Are you there today? Are you there, young woman who got shot 7 times? If you're there, say something. Amen. This young woman was shot 7 times. I know when she was shot 7 times, someone went to the hospital and prayed for her. I said, they prayed for her. Saint of God prayed for her and pleaded the blood. The blood of Jesus. Oh, thank you. And now, because of the blood of Jesus, because she got washed in the blood, the life jumped back in her body, got in her hands, got in her feet. She's up now walking around testifying about Jesus Christ. And she's telling people one thing. Guess what she's telling people? Guess what she's telling people? Guess what she's telling people? One thing. The blood still works. Yeah, the blood of Jesus still works. I'm up telling people the blood still works. I've got a new wash in the blood. And even though the bullets had hit my body and they shot me in the head four times. They shot me in the neck, and they shot me all over. But the blood still works. I couldn't be dead until God said it's over. It's not over until the blood gets through. It's not over till God says it's over. The blood still works no matter what you're going through. The blood still works. Let him wash you in the blood, and I guarantee you, you'll come out whole and clean again. God bless you. I'm through here today. Let him wash you over. Wash me whole again. Wash me whole again.
In your presence.
Wash me whole again. Wash me over again. Wash me over again. In your precious blood. Wash me over again.
Oh, bless God. What a word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, I got to, you know, I feel the Baptist coming up out of me. Lord, I thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Wash me over again. Wash me
over. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, wash me over again.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Yes, she's here. Again.
I'm trying not to act up here. Glory. Wash me over again.
Lord.
Get up and walk around here. Oh, wash me over again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. All right. If you're there, about Dr. Hagen, go ahead and take it for a few moments. Get any praise reports. Amen. Get any prayer requests. God bless you.
Oh, my. What a word. What a powerful word. Oh, my. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise clap. I'm telling you, let's give him a
thank you.
Glory to your name. Glory. Oh, my. What a powerful word. Revelation, prophecy, all in one. Oh, wow. Just feel like all the cold time right now. Hallelujah. We're going to do the praise report. Dear Sister Yene. Sister Yene Thompson, are you there? Are you here? All right, I'm going to put it on. Give it to her. Yes, Flurry. Sister Yene, that was with us on yesterday after a lot of you had already left the prayer line, and she gave the testimony that Chief International Ambassador was talking about, and she is here and now to speak for herself. And we give God the praise. And while she's coming, we're going to ask the rest of you, amen, that are listening